Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tweet at us or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Tanline Tuesday. Get a couple more up there for you when I remember. Check out the Tan Lines at TNT Radio Empire. You can also get the podcast, Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. Alexa plays the show. And if you listen to one of the radio stations, please patronize the advertisers. We're just talking about this off the air. Radio is free. The kind we're on is. And so the advertisers make it happen. So thank you for listening.
We go in there every day and we battle.
Damn right.
People want to charge for this? We say, no.
Nope.
Not going to happen. Free admission. No cover charge for this show.
I just said, well, off the air, I mentioned Apple starting another streaming service now, a different one. And it looks like they have a bunch of stars kicked it off. Looks like Jennifer Aniston and
Steve Carell
was on
Spielberg.
There too. And Spielberg. So how many more can we get? I mean, I got to keep paying for streaming services on top of my cable.
And a bunch of questions on Facebook. Yep. While we were away. How about the Todd and Tyler app?
There is none.
There was that old app.
Right, does not exist.
Yeah, I don't know why.
And if it's functioning, I don't know why.
It did for a long time. The one that, the one that said Todd and Tyler, some douchebag years
ago. If it still works for you, you're playing with house money.
Yeah.
Enjoy it while you can, because there ain't nothing that we actually currently take care of.
But we are on the Stitcher app.
Stitcher and TuneIn Radio.
TuneIn Radio.
TuneIn Radio. Those two are both pretty good.
Yeah. They're great, actually.
Tune in for streaming, Stitcher for podcast.
I check it out all the time. It does work.
It was on this date in 1953. You might remember where you were when Dr. Jonas Salk announced that he had successfully tested a vaccine against polio.
Moron.
Yeah, now we don't need that.
I hate science. I hate science.
All the people that were just devastated from the vaccine.
Right.
Is that one making a comeback? Have there been any reported cases of polio?
That's the joke. I said, sorry, son, you got polio. Mom's yoga instructor told her not to get you vaccinated.
I think I've heard more about it.
I don't know. I don't think you know.
I would think that.
I think that vaccine exists. And you're right. They're right. Why aren't they saying, why are you exposing the kids to polio? Because then they're in like an iron lung and they're laid up for you. Hear these stories. That's before our time, but we knew a lot. You see the stories on that. Young kids all over America.
Well, it'd be good for iron lung manufacturing business.
That's right. Bring it back.
Right.
That's a good point, Todd. Bring back real manufacturing for the iron lung.
Well, this was just from earlier this month. A level 2 travel alert regarding polio in Indonesia.
Save it for Dr. Mina.
Yeah. Papua New Guinea.
She might be calling today.
Quote, the epidemic is fairly under control.
Does the iron lung help black lung so we could expand coal mining?
No, let's look into that.
Be good for
bring back all the old crap.
Coal mining and the iron lung industry.
There's a chunk of ice the size of Manhattan about to break off. I saw that, too.
They're going to take my job, too?
Nothing to see here.
Yeah.
Nothing to see here.
Where at?
It's up north somewhere.
Oh, the
Antarctica.
North Polar.
Well, that's
Antarctica is down south.
Which one of those? Yeah, it's the north one.
Okay.
Size of Manhattan.
All right.
Yeah. Nope, nothing to see here. Move on.
No.
Yeah. No,
is it going to come this way? No. Give us a chance to build some stuff on it?
Oh, yeah. You're right.
That's buddy of mine and I were discussing
that. Yeah, we need more water.
The acceptance of a climate change, and we think that people will gradually come around.
It doesn't care if you believe in it, that's why.
No, he equated it to littering.
Right.
Remember?
Oh, you're right. Oh, yes.
There was a day when people just threw crap out of their car.
All the time. We grew up in those days.
All the time. And then suddenly people even though there were fines involved, that wasn't what motivated people.
Right.
People looked and said, wow, the side of our roads looked like crap. And our town looks like crap because people are throwing all their fast food out the window. They did that for a long time. And then eventually it came around where it wasn't socially acceptable to litter.
It's crazy now. If you see it now, you freak out.
Yeah.
I don't really ever see it because people – and that's why, you know, like I agree with you in that situation. Those battles always get won because people move forward. And then the people that didn't – even when people move forward – think they're fighting a new battle, but they forgot they lost the old battle.
Yeah.
You know, they always forgot. They lost the battle because gays are human beings, and littering is bad. And all those battles, we don't even think of now.
No.
I mean, you don't even think about that now. And that is so crazy, because Bush grew up at a time when littering wasn't cool. But I remember, it was never cool, but remember, we used to throw, everybody just threw stuff.
Yeah.
Just threw it on the ground.
Yeah.
People opened the windows and throw crap out.
I vaguely remember it, like, as a...
Probably a little bit.
Young, as
in
a
the
young,
80s.
Yeah, in the
but
80s.
But very vaguely, I bet.
But vaguely,
though.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't cool then. Once an Indian started crying on TV in the 70s, we started, you know...
Sometime here recently, I was behind some douchebag who threw, like a cup or something out
right.
the window, and he'd already cut me off in traffic.
Right.
So that I hated him just as much for throwing out the cup as
yeah.
I did for cutting me off.
Yeah,
I'm like, well, what an asshat.
The same with climate change, right? The people that hate it are gonna move on. I was wrong there.
Yeah, eventually it will just become conventional wisdom.
Yes, it will.
Hopefully
sooner than later. But, the key word you mentioned, the key word there, wisdom.
Yeah. Well, conventional.
Yeah.
Most people can handle conventional wisdom.
Forbes magazine is reporting that actor Morgan Freeman has turned his 124-acre ranch in Charleston, Mississippi, into a honeybee sanctuary.
Good for him.
He brought in 26 beehives from Arkadelphia, Arkansas, in an effort to battle against a significant loss of bee colonies. He says he's planted bee-friendly magnolia trees and lavender on the ranch. He feeds them sugar and water, and he will not harvest the honey. Which I don't understand.
I don't get that either.
Does he...
What's the upside to that?
Well, he doesn't want to disrupt their lives.
Oh, okay. He just wants to let them go about pollinating. Like
go about your
to.
Business. Don't die.
Well, that's a good point.
We'll give you a little sanctuary.
Before
here.
We started liking the taste of honey, nobody bothered bees for their honey, so they just probably know what to do with it.
They do stuff with it.
Yeah.
They don't make it for our benefit.
No.
Well, I'd like them to.
Yeah, but
yeah.
I think
oh, yeah,
they
like honey.
There were more factors than that caused the bee population to drop.
Right.
Right.
Like that climate thing.
Yeah.
And litter.
Yeah, and litter.
People
right.
were littering and killing bees.
Yeah.
There also used to be a much larger population of monarch butterflies.
Yep.
We've lost a lot of those. And they're pollinators as well.
Libtard.
Mm.
I remember zillions of them coming through North Dakota when I was a kid. And I just barely see a few. And this is kind of the flyway where we live.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I don't see them very often.
Once in a while. But nothing like they used to be.
We've talked about research that says that a professional therapy session with a psychedelic like MDMA or LSD can help some people that are struggling with depression or anxiety. They're working on this sort of thing. Now, they've got a new one. They, being the doctors, they've got a new fast-acting psychedelic. They don't have a fancy household name on this one yet. It's 5-MeO-DMT or something like that.
No, they got to come up with a fancy name for it.
Yeah.
If you want to market it.
Right. Well, they don't really want to market it necessarily.
It's not going to be your local dispensary.
Yeah, but to get it to catch on.
But this particular psychedelic, they say, has helped relieve symptoms in about 80% of the participants who tried it in a group setting.
Let's say I go to a shrink and I tell them, listen, I would like to try this.
Well, he knows you. He'll say no.
How do they get it? How does it prescribe to you?
They got a guy.
That's not in this article I'm reading.
All right.
Dr. Meaning would know.
Yeah, because you hear.
You got to go through special. Right. You got to jump through special hoops.
Yeah.
You got to petition the FDA and say, "Hey, I'm a legitimate guy here, and I
want to
do that. I want to work with this stuff.
Yeah.
Can I do that?" And they say. Ah, yeah, sure, you get it from this guy over here. meet him at the corner.
Right, because I hear all this talk. I read all this stuff about microdosing and, you know, the magic mushrooms and the acid. And it's like, well, yeah, maybe it's helpful, but what do I got to call a guy?
But that's also controlled circumstances, what he's saying about.
Sure.
This is actually with a not just take acid and sit around and listen to Floyd. You know, that's not a controlled circumstance.
Yeah, don't say that like it's a bad thing.
It's not, but it's also not a controlled
right.
thing.
It's not conventionally available.
With a professional therapist.
Right. Right. Doc can't write me a script for one psilocybin mushroom.
But
No,
but this is done specifically in a therapy setting with a doctor. And so he's just going to have your dose.
Right.
On him.
And talk you through stuff.
And talk you through stuff and tell you to quit being a freak about this thing and chill out,
dude.
Great
documentary about Cary Grant, who was under this therapy in the early 60s. And they hear you hear his a reenactment of his sessions. Before they made that stuff illegal. It's just a documentary about his whole life, by the way, but that was part of it, yeah.
Now, this new thing... This new fast-acting psychedelic, the reason that they say it might be good is because the short duration of the psychedelic effects, it only lasts 30 to 90 minutes, which is approximately a therapy session.
Also, opposed
to the several hour, you know, you go tripping on acid or mushrooms or something, and it's several hours. Well, on this particular drug they've found, you're going to trip for 30 to 90 minutes. We're going to send you home.
Yeah.
And you're fixed.
You're probably exhausted, though.
Dude.
I think the rest of your day is shot.
I bet it is. It's shot when you go for dental work or something like that. Yeah. You know?
Patients reported greater feelings of life satisfaction and well-being. Dude. And also reported a more spiritual experience during the treatment.
Well, I can see where this makes sense because it does alter your brain chemistry a bit.
Yeah.
And when you're depressed, your brain chemistry is off. So maybe this makes it right.
Can you request Floyd while you're there?
Well,
dude, you should be quiet. Let's listen. You tell the therapist, shut up. Dude, I just
stop talking.
I just want to hear some Floyd, man.
Relax. Yeah. We listened to this last time. Can you put division bell on this time? I kind of like that.
Can you show me where it hurts? So this stuff that they have found that for the shorter session, they get that from toads.
Oh, licking toads.
Apparently.
Licking toads.
Yeah, so go lick the Bufo alvararius. Yeah. Alvarius toad.
You lick it.
Or the Colorado River toad.
Todd, when you're in Colorado next time, go lick a toad.
No, the Colorado River encompasses many, many states.
Well, so you're always in Colorado.
May
though.
Not be in Colorado.
Okay.
Well. It's just a Colorado River toad. It might be in the desert. In fact, most of them are poisonous toads.
No, these are the ones you lick, though.
Yeah, the licking toads. Yeah. Most of them live in the desert.
Right. The licking toads.
You always hear about them in Texas.
Call me Toad. Yeah,
some dry spot. Yeah. So where do we get the Colorado licking toad?
Story well, Gag they have toad, now right? been able to produce it synthetically.
Anybody else think that's a minor league baseball team
the
waiting to happen?
The licking
toads. Colorado licking toads?
Yes, I'd buy that gear.
Like Colorado Springs or
licking toads.
They do say this research is in its infancy, further investigation warranted in healthy volunteers. You can find this study published in the American Journal of Drug and Alcohol Abuse.
That always gets missed. It always goes missing.
It
here.
Does.
Who takes it right away?
Everybody wants it.
I know.
Yeah. I think it gets burned.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's more information we don't want to see.
We hide it.
It's too much I am them.
Horrible story.
It's not an echo chamber.
No.
It says a lot of things that we don't like, so we hide that when we see it coming.
Well, we also look through it for new things like,
You do.
5-MeO-DMT. Horrible story. A gentleman, 35-year-old gentleman, who is referred to as a rising country music singer.
This happened during break, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A rising country music singer, a gentleman by the name of
and
Justin Carter.
Thousand of those dudes.
Right.
Yeah.
Was reportedly filming a music video when a gun that was being used as a prop accidentally went off.
Why do you have a loaded gun on as a prop?
That was my first question.
Now. I mean, I don't want to. The guy, that's a horrible story. It's a young guy. But I'm thinking, just why do you have a. I mean, years ago, there was a TV star that was killed by a prop.
Brandon Lee.
That was a prop. A prop pellet.
It had a blank. Some piece of it
still flew out.
Yeah.
But this is a bullet. This guy used a regular gun.
Yeah. If it's
I think
prop,
you're into it too much.
Unload it.
Did they even describe what even? I didn't read it. They didn't describe actually what happened. Like
no.
What are the details? Was he playing? Was he supposed to be a cowboy in this video?
He is a cowboy.
I know. Oh, that's right. Yeah. He was a cowboy.
But they don't answer the obvious question?
Nope.
They didn't.
Well, when I first saw the story, they didn't go into the details and why or how it even happened. Like, is he getting shot in the video or does he shoot himself in the video or, you know?
Wouldn't that be a basic question?
Yes.
Why is there live ammo in a prop gun?
Yes.
That question was asked.
Right.
It was not answered satisfactorily.
Right. The only guy that probably knows is the dead guy.
Right.
Maybe.
Or he might not even
know. He might not know. Might not have a clue
anymore.
Biggest brewers in America going to court over corn syrup.
Yeah, I saw. I knew eventually there'd be a lawsuit about this because it's in the process. It's not in the beer. And that commercial, Bud Light came out and just said, hey, they're doing it. And they said, no, it's not the same
thing. You know who I think is the happiest about this? Coors Light. As they kick back and relax and watch Bud Light.
No, they was. They hammered Coors Light.
They got the first one, too.
Yeah, Coors Light is one of the ones
Miller Coors is suing them.
They've not entered the fray, though.
Yeah, no,
they were brought into it.
Bud Light hammers commercial.
Yeah, but they're not doing commercials to answer.
No.
Yeah,
not that.
There's commercials where they're battling each other.
Well, they're in.
Miller
Coors is suing Bud Light.
Okay,
right now
you haven't been watching enough basketball. If you haven't seen the Miller.
Oh, I seen that. The knight gets up and drinks Miller Light. First of all, if that's a Bud Light commercial, there's not Miller Light in the craft tent.
No, there's not.
So shut up. Yeah. That is crap. You know, they don't have it on set if it's a Bud Light commercial event. I get the commercial.
Yeah, but they're doing the Bud Light commercial, and then the guys go and drink Miller Light afterwards.
But Coors is Miller. Coors is Miller.
Then the king answers.
Right.
The king says, about Miller Light.
But Coors Light was brought into the... Yeah. They say Coors Light has corn syrup,
right? When they're taking the big barrel of corn syrup...
Yeah, that's in the commercial, too.
Miller Light, is this yours? No? All right, we'll go over to the Coors Light castle.
That was in, the first run.
Yeah.
Now this new inception, this new chapter, it's Bud Light and Miller Light.
But Miller's owned by Coors.
Chirping at each other.
Yeah, they must have just decided to focus on Miller.
A lot of people don't know that. Yeah, Pete Coors isn't coming on and saying, we'll wait for your corn syrup.
The lawsuit that Miller Coors filed accuses Anheuser-Busch of launching a false and misleading ad campaign to increase sales of Bud Light by deceiving beer drinkers into believing that there's corn syrup in Miller Light and Coors Light.
And
Anheuser-Busch launched the ad campaign during the Super Bowl. They say the Anheuser-Busch says the ad campaign is truthful.
So, I'm still.
By the way, it's still just beer.
Yeah, I'm still trying to drum up. Giving a crap about this.
It's beer, and beer is not necessarily a health drink. So why do we care? They're nitpicking. They really are.
Coors Light, Miller, for people who
I'll drink all three of those if they're available. I don't care where they're at. It's the only thing available. I'm drinking one of those three. I don't care.
The corn syrup is used as a fermentation aid that is not present in the final product.
That's it.
Yeah.
Coors said this is a deliberate deception that is bad for the entire beer category.
Yeah, it kind of is. I think
it
Bud Light
is not actually in the final product that you drink.
Right. They should focus on the positive that none of them, Miller, Coors, or Bud Light, or IPAs.
That's true.
Focus on that, right.
That's
exactly.
True. Someone else pointed out that instead of these big companies going after the craft brewers, which is where they're losing some of their beer sales too, they have started to go after each other and just take each other's share now, as opposed to trying to get back the craft brewery share that has gone away.
Well, it's just more beer drinking in general going on. I think it's all good for the business.
There's less beer drinking going on.
Is there now?
Yeah, okay. There is. But if you've gravitated toward the craft beer, you probably turn your nose up at you know, the mass production beer.
Which is why the mass production people have to start eating each other.
Well, now, now they have to cannibalize each other.
But the mass production
beer is
good for one reason. Is if you want to sit around with a bunch of guys with a bunch of pitchers of beer, you're gonna drink a lot of beer.
Yeah.
And that's what you did. But at least I used to do that in the 20s and 30s with the guys. Just tons of beer. And you can't drink craft beer as tons of beer.
No.
You can't.
You can't.
So there is still the party atmosphere of we have a keg of Coors Light or keg of Bud Light. And everybody's just going to be pounding solo cups the whole time because you can drink that all day if you're a professional.
Yeah.
And I am. I was. I was more than I am now, but I am. And right. You can't drink crap beer all day. You're drunk. You're just done.
And you're full.
And you're full, right.
It's very filling.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, the other thing that...
So I'll do that. If I know I'm going to be drinking a lot of beer at night, somewhere, it's just a party going on, I'm just going to drink a bunch of light beer because you can put a bunch of it down.
Yeah.
You know?
The other thing the big boys have started doing now is buying up some of the bigger craft breweries.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And putting them under their... So they get all the profits. They leave them as they are.
Oh, yeah.
So it still looks like...
Yeah,
but
right.
they're owned by the big boys.
Yeah, that's the key. You want to get bought up if you can. I mean...
But the true independent breweries now have started labeling their beers now with this, like, symbol. Saying, no, we're an actual independent brewer.
Right. We're not owned by InBev.
Right. Right.
Whatever. It's all the same result. Just get a little buzz on.
If you want to buy local. Just, yeah. If you want to truly support local beers.
Yeah, but I get that.
Some people do.
I like all beer, so I'll try that stuff, too.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.